learning, we're Kanim Chayodim, Klal Nun Aleph, and we're learning Simen Tesvav. Al Tzimmerin, Shekosu Sinai Say, Umavliya Rakatam, Uperlata Tzimmerin. Person chews cinnamon and just swallows the flavors. He swallows what he really felt swallowing is his own saliva, which has been flavored by the flavor of the cinnamon, which he's taken out by the chewing. Of a licorice halter, they would chew on a piece of licorice. Licorice is a root. You chew on it and it had a flavor. A licorice pretzel, or they'd make it into like a stick. So dearly the Mavorchim Rakshahakal. So the Kiddush over here is even though the Chara, you're taking out the flavor, so maybe the bracha should be based on the item that you're eating, because it's the flavor of the item. We know in certain places we have a concept called tam ke'ikr. So no, the bracha is only shahakal. On the other hand, the Kiddush is, the poskim, when they talk about the bracha on chewing gum, they say that you make a bracha, maybe you should not make a bracha at all. I'm not really eating anything at all. All I'm doing is swallowing my own saliva, which has just been flavored. Is that considered that I've really been the henna from the item when I'm just taking flavor alone? So they point to this halacha, what the Chayadim says, which the Mishabura brings as well, that just chewing on this thing and swallowing the flavor is enough to make the bracha. So even though all I'm taking off is the flavor, it's enough to make the bracha. So chewing gum, which has no flavor at all, it's already been, all the flavor has been removed. They're just chewing it for the movements. Some people have to do that. Health-wise, it's important that they strengthen their jaw muscles, so they have to chew in order to keep their strengthen their jaw muscles, for example. Imenu mavliya klal elarak shaloya superlet, enu mavarak kaluma. A person is not swallowing at all. All he's doing is chewing something out, and then he spits out. And the scenario over here that has flavor, so how you're not absorbing the flavor, you're spitting it out. So all you're doing is chewing, so there's no bracha at all on that. That's not machayev bracha. So the same thing would be true, even if a person's not spitting anything out. If there's no flavor at all, which is being absorbed, the sugar which is on the chewing gum has already been absorbed, already been swallowed. The flavor has been removed. It's ready, has no flavor anymore. So then there's no bracha to be said on that, the fact that you're putting your mouth and chewing it around. Okay. Now he moves on to another halacha. He talks about about sukkar nog amal levarach shahakol, abal moitzet kane sukkar nearly the mevarachin berei pi adam. Sugar cane. So the source of sugar, in Europe actually, the common source of sugar was actually there was something called beet sugar, where there was a certain type of beets were called sugar beets, and they could be cooked and they would produce sugar, with very similar to the sugar that we have. As a matter of fact, even to this day, about 30% of the sugar which is available worldwide is made from beets. But most of it's made from sugar cane. There's a type of a plant which grows in a cane form, like a bamboo type of form, called sugar cane. And the liquid inside is the source of our sugar. We cook it out and you get molasses and sugar from that. So a person can buy it fresh and suck on it. So what bracha do you make when you do that? And what bracha do you make when you take it and you refine it, you cook it? Sugar is made not just by taking it out, but you have to cook it as well. And what bracha do you make when you cook it? So the Chayadim says the minhag ha'olam is to make a shahakol on sugar, which that is the minhag ha'olam. But the language that he says is nogu amal levarach shahakol, means he did not tell you that that is the correct bracha. He says that is the minhag. So what actually is the correct bracha, and why is that the minhag? So that's going to take a little time to clarify. So if you look at in the Bahag, which is one of the earliest svarim that we have post-Gemara, the Bahag was written, is the name of the Sefer, Halachos Gedolos, and the person who wrote it is called the Baal Halachos Gedolos, so it's known by his acronym Bahag. So the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, says the bracha is ho'etz. The sugar cane grows in a tree form. The plant, the actual tree remains. So there's new shoots which grow in it. There's the same way bamboo trees, they grow from year to year, etc. There's new shoots, etc. But the tree remains, so it's ho'etz. And this is the fruit of the tree. This tree is planted for the purpose of taking the sap which is inside of it, the liquid which is inside of it, and making it into sugar. So this is what it's planted for. And we've discussed this multiple times. And that's what it's planted for. This is the fruit of that tree. This is the pri ho'etz. So the correct bracha, according to the Bahag, is bre pri ho'etz. many, many of the Gaonim and the early Rishonim follow that Pesach. The Tosis as well, in Brachas, says that the Pesach is that the Rachas is Brei Pihoetz. That is one opinion. The second opinion, it says, no, that the correct Bracha is Brei Pihadoma. Because what you're really doing is you're not taking the tree and then the fruit grows on a tree. You're eating the tree itself. You're eating the tree itself, not the wood of the tree, but the liquid of the tree. So that's like eating the thing which grows directly out of the ground. That's the pre-ho-adoma. So the difference between a tree and a plant is the tree exists, and what you're eating is the things which grow on the tree, whereas the plant, you're eating the plant itself, that which comes out of the ground itself. So over here, even though it is a tree in the true sense, but what you're eating is that which grows out of the ground, so the correct bracha is Brei Pihadoma. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no, the bracha is the Shahakol, and he gives two reasons why the bracha is the Shahakol, and that is the source for the Minhag Olam, and we will talk about the more Bessas Hashem in the following shir, and meanwhile, have a good day.